The Rise of Populism, Brexit and Trump by Julian Manning, Michihiro Ohira, Matthew Rychek and Eri Kobayashi, published by DTP Publishing. Preface. This book focuses on two political events that were widely unpredicted before they actually occurred. The first was the vote in June 2016 by the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, the UK, electorate to leave the European Union, EU, a decision that has become known as Brexit. The second was the election of Donald Trump as President of the United States of America in November 2016. The essays in this book seek to explain why these events were so unexpected, especially by the mainstream political parties of these countries and their mainstream media. Although the reasons for both are complex and multifaceted, there is a common thread that links them. This is the rise of populism as a political force in both the UK and the USA. Populism is a feature of both left and right-wing politics. However, regarding both Brexit and the election of President Trump, it is the success of right-wing populism that is significant. Populism is politics conducted by politicians presenting themselves as the true voice of the real people. By real people, these politicians mean those who are not members of society's established political, economic, or legal elites. Populist politicians are adept at manipulating the media to present themselves as charismatic leaders, claiming that they alone are capable of breaking the vested interests represented by the elites in society. They exploit the insecurities and fears of the electorate, presenting often simplistic solutions to complex social problems. Donald Trump and the UK leaders pushing for Brexit expertly focused their appeal on those who feared the economic forces of globalization. The idea that the internationalist elites that had long dominated politics in both Washington, D.C. and London would never understand the problems faced by the real people was common to both campaigns. Both campaigns used the issues of economic insecurity and uncontrolled immigration to highlight this lack of understanding of the common people's problems and exploit people's often unfounded fears. The reason the appeal of populism had grown to the point where the populists could win national elections is directly related to the events of 2008. In 2008, the global financial crisis that has become known as the Lehman Shock threatened to cripple the financial systems of both the USA and the UK. Massive government intervention to rescue the banking systems of both countries saved the financial crisis from becoming a full-blown economic depression. However, for many citizens, the banking crisis symbolized everything that was unfair about the global economic system. While ordinary workers lost their jobs as a result of the recession, the elite international bankers that had caused the Lehman shock were bailed out by the government and faced few consequences as a result of their reckless behavior. The rescue of the banking system seemed to confirm the view that the global economic system was unfairly balanced in favour of those at the top of society. The populists promised to change this. Last but not least, I would like to express my deepest gratitude to Mr. Yuichi Tori, President of DTP Publishing, and Ms. Azusa Nakano, our editor. I would also like to thank Professor Akira Ohira for his tireless support. Julian Manning, 20th of February, 2020.